Some of the major shows you've curated at The Modern that impressed me are the big ones on Lucian Freud, Ed Ruscha, Vernon Fisher.
I always like to do exhibitions that artists will respond to. To me, they're the most important audience. It's like a musician playing music. You want to play for other musicians. You don't just play to an audience. And the first show I did that was not the permanent collection was a retrospective of Philip Guston. And Guston was absolutely critical to my generation of artists in terms of moving from abstraction into a kind of figuration that was both visceral and political at the same time. And so that, I think, turned a lot of heads. I got so many emails and letters about that show from artists. So that was a very important one for me. In my last years, I've really enjoyed working with the older artists, artists who've had a 50-year career. I mean, they've really got something to say. I've always loved working with younger artists and discovering new artists. But as you get older, you know, you feel like you've heard it all before until you run into someone who's been doing it way longer than you have, like Lucian Freud or Frank Stella. I mean, these are artists that, as I say, have been doing it for over a half a century. And I think, like in the case of Lucian's work, I mean, he hadn't shown a lot outside of London and hadn't shown a lot in America at all, and he had never shown in Texas. So to see these visceral paintings, nudes by Lucian Freud in North Texas, I think was a very big deal. And then Frank Stella's a legend. You know, most of us learned to appreciate abstraction through Frank Stella's work. I mean, he's been making abstract paintings since 1959. You know, everybody of my generation had Frank Stella posters in their dormitories. You know, that's how long we've been looking at Stella. So I think that was a big deal.